Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Madison, what are we talking about today?
Well, before we get into that, we are not going to be posting a video recording this week on YouTube.
Why is that, Madison?
Well, shout out to Tanner if you're listening, because my sweet baby angel of a fiance is an avid listener of the Booze and Bass and watcher, and I have my hair and makeup done. Trial for the wedding, so he cannot afford for the one time him be like, you know what, I actually watched the thing all the way through, it looks great. So it's all audio today, so everyone's welcome.
Sounds good.
But today we are going to be talking about pop culture conspiracies. Do you know any pop culture conspiracies off the top of your head?
I think pretty much just the ones that like are current.
I know, like, you meant Hailey Bieber being Justin Bieber's handler.
No, I've never heard of that one, actually, so maybe not.
Oh, he's a maybe not current.
But, like, before this, you were talking about, like, Doja Cat and everything, and I'm like, on, like, I've been hearing stuff on, like, on Twitter and everything like that. I've been seeing, like, her albums and songs, so, like,
I do
that
have,
kind of stuff.
When we get to Doja Cat, I'm gonna have you, maybe expand a little bit.
I like the songs, I'm not gonna lie with you.
I'm not a Doja Cat person, but only because, like, I just have never listened to her, so I'm gonna, like, and I'm not on X or Twitter or whatever
it's called. Oh, okay.
Now. So you have other insight.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Different internet insight.
I'll get there.
But let's get into it.
All right, let's start. Let's go.
So the first one, I saw it on TikTok, and it's that Miley Cyrus is a ghost singer for a lot of artists.
Okay, so she performs, or she,
like,
writes
she
songs?
She sings
songs.
For a lot of pop, there's like a conspiracy theory going around that Miley Cyrus actually sings a lot of songs for a lot of different celebrities that are famous right now, but that they change the register of it. So, like, there was one video, I don't know if I play it, if it'll get copyright written, so I won't.
Probably.
But it's on, like, on TikTok. There is, like, a sound clip. It's from a Morgan Wallen song. If you put the song up to a higher pitch, I swear to God, it sounds exactly like Miley Cyrus.
I've seen that, but I think with Post Malone instead.
And Miley Cyrus?
I'm not sure if it was Miley Cyrus, but it was, like, Post Malone and some, or maybe, like, Justin Bieber and someone else, or Post Malone and someone else.
I feel like I saw the Justin Bieber one, because I feel like it would make sense with Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is incredibly talented, for one, but for two, she has a deep, raspy voice. I feel like she could get away.
Have you seen that interview where she's like, well, it's all about the journey and that.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the journey. Yeah, no, I know. I love Miley. I'm a Miley Cyrus stan.
I'm a Hannah Montana fan.
Not Miley, just Anna.
Whatever happened to Hannah Montana, huh?
Disney.
Bring her back.
Have you seen all of the Disney, like, interviews with, like, the former Disney stars and, like, former Nickelodeon stars?
No, but one thing I'm really, like, because of the writer's strike and everything, I'm kind of upset because they're not really doing it anymore. But I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, David DeLuise and the girl from Wizards of Waverly Place, they have
like
a podcast.
Nurse.
Oh, is she really?
She's like an emergency room nurse, and, like, somebody was like, imagine being in a coma and waking up, and Harper from Wizards of Waverly Place is your nurse. I never watched Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh my gosh, it was one of the peak Disney right there. No. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and that.
Okay, because here's the problem. Yes, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, but I was on the end of that, kind of,
oh,
a little bit.
So were you on, like, Sweet Life on Deck kind of thing?
No, I mean, like,
oh, like,
I was like Lizzie McGuire, like,
Philip. Oh, I forgot the age gap.
Stop! That's so foul. You said, I forgot your oldest fucking dirt, actually.
Forgot you're a dinosaur, real quick.
I cannot stand life. Anyway, yeah, like, Phil of the Future, Lizzie McGuire,
no,
like, Raven.
I was kind of on the end of that.
Like, birth? What do you mean?
Like, when that stuff was getting over, that's like,
yeah, when that's what I'm saying. Like, I was in the, like, you were, so you picked up where I left off.
Yes.
I was the Sweet Life, I feel like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was like a transition show. Because I also wasn't around for, like Alexis watched, like, Jesse.
Okay,
like,
I watched
Victorious,
a little,
like,
I watched a little bit of that. Yeah.
But I was like a Drake and Josh girly.
Oh, I wasn't like Nickelodeon. I didn't watch Nickelodeon.
You seem like a Disney kid.
I was.
Were you Cartoon Network?
I was Cartoon Network.
Ah, me too.
I was primarily Cartoon Network.
Me and Marissa, the chokehold like fosters home of imaginary friends.
Oh my gosh!
Stop. Like
Ed and Eddie. Like
no, listen. We were Cartoon Network kids.
Yeah.
Like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yes. I'd even watch like fucking
Family
Tom
Guy,
and Jerry,
South Park.
Wow, two different extremes right there.
I was gonna say me and Marissa used to watch Family Guy, but yeah, Tom and Jerry, the Flintstones.
Like those older cartoons. Like, so I like mix it between Cartoon Network and Disney. I didn't really have time for Nickelodeon, so people are gonna be pissed that I don't understand certain SpongeBob references or anything like that.
Okay, I have beef with SpongeBob, actually. I feel
this is another pop culture.
No, this is not a pop culture conspiracy. This is actually just has gone off the deep end. Sorry, Miley. You're a ghost singer.
Yeah.
SpongeBob. I hate SpongeBob, and I don't think he's funny. I've never thought it was funny.
That's going to be the title, by the way. Madison hates SpongeBob.
They're going to think it's about Ariana Grande's boo thing.
What?
You don't know anything about the Ariana Grande, Ethan Slater stuff?
No. Well, I do a little bit,
but Ethan Slater was SpongeBob on Broadway. You have to see him as SpongeBob on Broadway.
Okay.
And the edits of, I'll have to show you that, because again, it might get copyright. The edits of Ariana Grande's fantasize over his skits in as SpongeBob in the musical is really just chef's kiss. But.
Okay.
I hate SpongeBob. Alexis was a huge SpongeBob girly. Loved it. Loved the show. I don't get the references. I don't think they're funny.
I get like the popular ones.
Like
the like, very popular
ones.
I get
the ones. Like my leg.
Or like the chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like there's some that are more obscure that my sister like.
Okay.
Flips out.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad I'm not like the only one that doesn't know SpongeBob.
No, I'm not like I don't
like that.
It's apparently, fun fact, SpongeBob was supposed to be an adult joke or adult joke cartoon.
I feel like a lot of cartoons were.
Kids. Yeah. There's a lot of adult innuendos.
Like, what was it? Like, Powerpuff Girls with, like, the mom? Or, like.
I used to love Powerpuff Girls.
There was, like, it was that one show, like, Johnny Bravo, like, all those.
Johnny Bravo.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo was just about basically a South Tampa douche. Having didn't, so it's essentially Johnny Bravo. And then. Because there's Powerpuff Girls.
Because I remember there's like one.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, maybe Dexter's Laboratory where the mom like never showed her face. But she had like a huge ass. Like...
That was Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
But that was the secretary.
Yes.
She had no face, huge ass.
Yeah. But like there'd be like, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, that wasn't just for the, that wasn't for the children gaze.
Yeah.
What was that? Love that for them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so do you think Miley Cyrus is a ghostwriter or a ghost singer?
Well, the fact that we talked about it for maybe like 2 minutes. and like I kind of know what you're talking about with like the whole Post Malone not knowing if it's Miley Cyrus or not. I don't think so, but it's interesting to think about because I do know what you're talking about where like you lower or like raise the pitch.
I almost wish, you know, like, what? Next week, next episode, after
what are we
this,
doing?
I'm going to have you listen to this after this episode, and then I want you to check in with everyone, and you might change your answer.
When I edit,
after
or next
see,
week?
Like, the Morgan Wallen one.
Okay.
Because, swear to God. Anyway.
Okay. Let's go.
Number two, I'm very passionate about this one, and I actually know a lot about it, that Avril Lavigne was replaced.
Okay. I'm not familiar on this one.
Okay. I'll tell you. So, anyway... Avril Lavigne, she was obviously huge into like Skater Boy, like, you know, she was huge icon.
What's that one song she has that's really good?
Skater Boy.
Is it Skater Boy? There's another one though.
She has like so many.
There's one other one that was pretty good.
Let me think, is it like a recent one? There's like Never Growing Up, there's What the Hell. There's
I'm gonna have to censor that.
Sorry. There's Girlfriend.
Yeah, it might be Girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, damn, such a good song. Anyway, I love Avril Lavigne. I'm an Avril Lavigne stan. Or, as we more affectionately call her, Melissa.
Oh.
So, basically, Avril Lavigne kind of, like, disappeared for a little bit. Not, like, disappeared, like, anything crazy, but, like, she just wasn't making music, anything like that. And then it came out, there was this, like, she came back out with music, but she seemed a little different. And they think it was this girl named Melissa instead of Avril. And because they think that the real Avril committed suicide after her grandfather died because she was super close to him and she got super depressed. But they think that, like, the theory is that she, like, committed suicide at the height of her career. So they just created this Melissa person because her face, it's like one of those things where it could be fake because it's, or like not fake, like it could be like a legit thing that it's like she just obviously grew up from her being a 17-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird because at 17, like she had a very distinct, like a rougher, raspier voice in most of her music. And then all of a sudden she got like a bubblegum pop, like accent, kind of like pop princess accent, and everyone was like, that's bizarre. And I guess like the way her eyes are shaped, like her eyes set and like her nose is shaped a little differently. Again, that could be from cosmetic surgery, but okay. I think that she was just replaced.
Okay, so is this gonna be on Instagram, like,
or side by side? I can.
Okay,
I'll find,
because I'm not sure like what she looks like before and like it's after, like I'm not sure like the differences and everything. I'm just gonna, you know, I always have to do this just to make this podcast a little interesting. I'm gonna have to
agree with everything.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you and just say that she grew up.
You're no fun. You know what?
Because like,
I hope
people do that.
I hope that when you know what I'm saying? Die, I'm not, and everyone says, oh, they just accept new clone Jace. I'm not even gonna fight for you. I'm gonna be like, you know what? Probably him.
That's fine, honestly. Yeah, no, people grow up over time, so it's kind of like, why can't she grow up, you know? If you're saying she's 17 at the time when she's making those like, songs, and then so now she's like 25.
Because like the looks I kind of get.
Yeah, she just grew up. What you mean?
But your voice doesn't get...
Yeah, it does. It changes.
Your voice doesn't get higher when you get older.
It could. If you have like a voice coach or something.
Voice coach for what? Why would someone be coaching you to change your voice?
Mr. Beast's person is.
I don't.
Because he's like a trans. Mr. Beast. He's like a turning trans or something. So he hired a voice coach to make his voice higher pitch.
To my knowledge, Avril Lavigne isn't trans.
I know, but she could have hired a voice coach to, I don't know. People grow up, that's all I'm saying. Your voice changes over time. Okay.
Anyway, Avril Lavigne is no longer out. I'm gonna get shot down.
Oh my gosh.
The next one is that Taylor Swift is a clone from like the like Church of the Devil or something. Like Zika.
Isn't that a disease?
Not to be complete. I would say not to be confused with Zika virus. It's that, let me find it. It's like a whole thing that she was,
I don't think she's a clone. I mean, Tay Tay's pretty real to me.
Well, not a clone, but I would say I would like to like a reborn. It says the it's basically because she looks exactly like this high priestess from the Church of Satan. Her name was Zena Shrek.
Mm.
At the time known as Zena LaVey.
So are you saying this priestess was reincarnated as Taylor Swift?
Well, because it says a high priest. I don't. They think that she just still is. Like she just always has been, like a clone of her. Like she just kind of appeared, because it like, she appeared for the first time on a daytime talk show in 1989, which
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift was born in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because she has that album.
I Can't Stand You, yeah.
1989.
You're done.
I like Red.
Is that what it's called? As you fucking should. Red is a fantastic album. It's my favorite album.
Okay.
Like, overall. No skips. Anyway.
Wild the streams. Uh-huh. Well, we're going to get... Well, that sounded good. Was that 1989?
From
1989.
Oof. So I like love into how the, much you love Red.
Into the Woods, too. That was 1989, but I like that.
Well, it's... Out of the Woods.
Out of the Woods. Into the Woods. Out of the
into
Woods.
Into the Woods. Into the Woods. That's a musical number.
Oh, I Knew You Were Trouble is Red.
Yeah.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. That was
about Hilly Styles.
One Direction, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Swiftie. You're welcome, Alexis.
No, really, Alexis is gonna be like, shut the fuck up. but
so wait, is there beef between? Like,
I think the priestess is dead.
No, I meant between like Harry Styles and Taylor Swift.
So
I'm sorry,
a lot of people think that.
Like, is it one of those things?
Make a song together.
Okay. I thought it was one of those things where you're either, like, Team Harry or Team, like, Taylor. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I get that. Alexis likes both. But I feel like...
She can't do that.
She said I told her that. I feel like, okay, so Niall is best friends... Alexis told me he's best friends with Harry, but he's also a Swiftie. So I feel like if they're best friends, he wouldn't also be a Swiftie.
Okay. Sure.
I'm not going off of much, but that's just really... just.
We'll get Alexis on the pod, and
no,
she'll...
Really, and be like, hey, can you actually break down every One Direction rumor there is?
You see me asleep over here, like, halfway through it?
The One Direction, there's, like, a rumor that it's called, like, Obama, about Harry Styles and Obama.
Mobamba?
Harry, it's Obama.
Obama.
About Harry Styles and Obama.
Mm-mm.
That they're, like, romantically involved.
I've not seen that.
I don't think it's real, but... It's all
worth bringing up for a pop culture podcast.
So yeah, I think Taylor Swift, I don't think she's a clone, but I do think it's creepy how similar they look.
Okay. Were you going to show me a picture?
No.
I mean, you're on your phone the whole time looking it up.
I thought I...
You just showed me a picture of Avril Lavigne and then that was it?
I thought I had more in my head.
What do you mean?
Like, I thought...
Never mind. Oh my gosh, Madison.
I don't even really know how to, like, spell her. It's kind of like...
Taylor Swift?
No, because I keep typing in, like, the Zika girl, but it keeps coming up, like,
Zika virus. Yes, because that's more relevant. That's how you know it's fake. It's because it doesn't even pop up. I mean...
Priestess.
You know, you don't have to, Madison, it's fine.
No, now I'm... Now I'm curious, because I don't know where she just went.
What do you mean where she just went? Just look up Taylor...
Here she is.
Okay.
Oh, Xena, not Zika.
Oh my gosh.
I can't read.
We know. Oh! Xena LeVay. Wow, they look pretty...
They look a lot alike. I mean, like...
She looks like a mom version of Taylor Swift.
Right, like, it's not like one of those things where it's like... So crazy, you know? Like, it's not off, but... because another similar one to that, our next one is that JonBenet is Katy Perry.
I don't know who JonBenet
Ramsey.
Oh, is that the little kid?
The little girl that died.
The little girl? Oh!
Did you think I meant Mason Ramsey?
Yeah.
Before I knew it, I was holding on the...
Yeah, the Walmart kid, the yodel.
Yeah,
that's what I thought you meant. I was like,
no, not the yodel kid.
Oh, but she's the little girl that died.
That got murdered.
Murdered.
Still, no one really knows. Everyone thinks it was the brother, but like.
So wait, they think that she survived and she's Katy Perry, or she's like reincarnated as.
They think that she survived and that she's actually Katy Perry, and that they like the parents just kind of like covered it up.
Madison, I don't know where you went to get these pop culture.
Some of these I've known for years.
Really?
That
like this
one's
one?
Been a couple years. That, like, I think it's mostly because of, like, they have similar upbringing, so it's possible. And, like, they just, they look similar. Like, I think it's because they did, like, a couple people did, like, a, what is, John, what, like, what would JonBenet look like now? And it looked like Katy Perry. So, you know. Possible, I guess.
Like, do the dates, like...
Yeah.
Is Katy Perry, like, born and...
She would be about that age.
Oh, really?
Because I think JonBenet went missing when she was, like, 5 or 6, and it was in, like, 1995. Like, she's, like, in her 30s. Or she would be in her 30s.
Okay. I don't believe it, but it's
interesting. I don't believe it, but it's a funny little theory.
It's interesting to think about. Yeah, I agree.
Moving on to the next one. Walt Disney's body being frozen.
Hell yeah.
Do you think it's still
right
frozen
under
somewhere?
Epcot?
Like, imagine in the Haunted Mansion if, like, it shut down and you're like, wow, this is really realistic, and Walt Disney actually flings you across the room.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it'd be. See, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but there used to be these guys on YouTube that would, like, go into, like, the parks after they close, or, like, behind the scenes, like, attractions or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, abandoned, like, Disney theme parks or whatever. And apparently they got caught, I think. And I'm not sure what happened to him now. But, that's, like, something I feel like you would find. Actually, speaking of the devil, I just, came across a TikTok page where it showed, like, the mascots or whatever. The characters.
Oh, yeah.
The Disney characters, like, behind the scenes, like, in, like, the changing rooms or whatever. And they're kind of, like, just dancing and, you know, like, messing around. I thought it was really funny because it was, like, Kylo Ren, like, getting sturdy with it. Or, like, the fox from, what's the...
Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No, the fox...
Zootopia?
Oh, my gosh. yeah, the fox from Zootopia, like, getting sturdy and, like...
Getting sturdy.
All that kind of stuff. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. Like, that's kind of funny.
Actually.
They're going to get fired pretty soon, but, like...
I kind of love it.
That's kind of cool.
I was looking... I looked into, like... why they think Walt Disney, like, froze himself. Would you freeze yourself?
I mean, am I about to die? And they're like, hey, you can freeze yourself if you want.
It says that he was in terrible shape by 1966. A near lifetime of smoking had left him with a persistent cough. A long nagging polo injury left him in constant pain, and decades of nonstop work on projects, ranging from whatever, left him tired.
Yep, that'll do it too.
That November, Walt was scheduled to undergo surgery to hopefully alleviate some pain from that aforementioned polo injury. However, during routine pre-surgical testing, doctors discovered a massive growth on one of his lungs. On November 6th, Walt's doctor's worst fears were confirmed when surgical removal found that not only was it cancerous, but it had spread to his lymph nodes and other areas in his body, leaving him terminal. So, within a month, his condition, like, deteriorated.
Mm-hmm.
By mid-December. On December 15th, he died due to circulatory collapse.
Mm-hmm.
However, originally when he died, everyone in the public was like, oh my god, that's so sad. Like, politicians, business leaders, whoever. However, after a while, people thought it was a little wonky. They thought, like, someone, like, the rumor stemmed from an incident weeks after Disney's death when a reporter for a tabloid newspaper called the National Spotlight claimed he had snuck into St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank, directly across the street from Disney Studios, and where he was treated during his final illness. As the story went, the reporter disguised himself as an orderly, broke into a storage room, and saw the deceased Disney suspended in a cryogenic metal cylinder. So basically, it was started, like, this guy said that he broke into the hospital and he saw his body in a frozen cylinder.
Okay, so I think one of two things here. I think, first off, you know, medical things, like, medical practices were a little wonky in the 60s. And, like, the 50s and, like, back in the day and everything. So maybe, like, they thought, like, to preserve the body, you freeze it, that kind of stuff. So that could be option number one, you know? They don't want him to decay. Like, they just freeze him. Hopefully he stays, like, intact. Which is plausible. Like, you know, whatever. Next option is that he's, you know, frozen, alive, I guess. You know? The only thing that's kind of fishy is, like, I don't know why, if you're, like, in that state, I don't know why you would freeze yourself. And because, like, they wake you up and then you're still in that state.
He was hoping to be frozen. I think he was hoping for there to be a cure.
Oh, by the time they,
like,
wake him up.
He was hoping that someone would unfreeze him and, like, cure him.
Hmm.
I like how none of your theories are that the tabloid, or, like, the reporter made it up.
That, too. That was my third one. I forgot to say that.
Actually, it was real. I just don't know how it happened.
Maybe.
It's one of those things, like, people that have money, I assume, can do anything. You know, they have so much money. He probably had a lot of money. He probably knew a lot of very powerful people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse is a powerful being.
The Mouse?
The Mouse. Mickey. Like, Charles E. Cheese?
Or Charles... Mouse or whatever.
Yeah. Charles Entertainment.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yeah, Charles Entertainment
Cheese. Let's give a name. There's the conspiracy that there are some celebrities still alive, like Elvis and like Tupac.
Okay, maybe Tupac. And like Juice WRLD and all that. But like Elvis, I'm not too sure.
I feel like Juice WRLD is dead because didn't he say in his one of his like songs that he was gonna die at an early age?
I think we went over this and like
yeah, I was gonna say I feel like you or like Tanner told one of you both of you told me.
He did. But I don't know, there's like song like lyrics and other songs that like what song is it? There's one song from another rapper where it's like, oh, it's Trippy Red, I think, where it was, he was like, me and Juice are in the Bahamas. It's like, what the?
He's like, what do you mean?
I'm like, yeah, all right, you want me to just go to the Bahamas, I guess? See Juice?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a pop. I feel like Tupac's alive.
Yeah, you know. For sure. Stuff like that.
Elvis is dead.
Elvis is long gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was dead because he had literally a terrible diet. So like he ate nothing but deep fried bacon sandwiches. So.
Hey, you know what? That's how you have to live life.
Though. I was gonna say honestly, good for him.
That's how you have to live life.
We got our girl Britney Spears.
Oof.
That's like a current conspiracy that like she toxic. Was like she's a part because I see that she's like getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
That she's like a part of a conservatorship.
Okay.
Like, but, like, her husband is, like, a part of it, too, and, like, owns her, essentially.
Okay.
Do you buy into that?
Maybe. I don't know. That seems more like...
She acts very bizarre. I will say, like, I have seen a lot of the stuff about it, and I do believe it, because, I mean, her parents did have her, like, locked up for a while, but, mm-hmm. like, because it's, like, videos of... her that like videos from her like pictures of her wedding and like the cast of people at her wedding like she would comment on the pictures and be like I didn't even know you guys were there but like she's in the picture like it's like pictures that seem edited like just very bizarre.
I remember pictures of her on Twitter like recently I guess like within the past few years like her like posting pictures on like Twitter like nude or something right. like that and like her like obviously shaving her head like way back in the day and all that you know
and it's sad but like I definitely think that she has like stuff going on with that personally
we'll get her on the pod
mm-hmm. that's I'm sure that's what she's dying to do she's like you know what I want to talk about your story with Booze Maze I think it's for the sticker okay now we are at your bread and butter.
My bread and butter. Here we go.
Doja Cat being the devil.
Why don't you say so? Didn't even know it. There we go. Let's go. Let's go.
I only know the part, like the TikTok. Let me check.
Huh?
She ain't even in the dress like this. You know, there's like a dance with it.
Yeah, that's gonna be on the Instagram too. You doing the dance? Mm-hmm. So
I didn't even know it. My sister knows how to do it.
Oh, does she? Okay, we'll get Alexis.
Well, actually, so Alexis with the Booze and Bays more. She said... But, what are your thoughts? I don't know much about it. I only know that Christina Ricci, whatever, was in the music video, and I love her.
Okay.
A lot of people said that they weren't watching the music video because they were afraid that they were going to get inhabited by the devil.
I feel like it was like a little Nas thing again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Remember that whole Nas thing?
Yeah, but Doja Cat has done other questionable stuff I've seen, right?
I think, yeah. You know, there's a part of me that doesn't like to be like this and everything. But I'm gonna be so real. And I honestly just think people are, like, looking way too into it. I think Doja Cat is just, like, an insane... I think she's just an insane marketer.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause the only reason I say that... I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think, honestly, I feel like she thinks she's edgier than she is. Like, I feel like a lot of people are, like, afraid of her when I think the reality is that she posted... I don't know if you saw, she went on a whole rant where she was being a fucking, she was being a weirdo. She told her, like, basically that she doesn't need her fans, she doesn't need anyone, and that, you know, she's her, whatever. And that everyone's so stupid that everyone ate up her pop music and stuff like that. No, I honestly feel like she's not very serious.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's, like you said, like, I agree with you that people are saying that she's, like, summoning the devil. I quite literally think she's trying to be edgier to break out of the pop music mold, but that's what she is. She's not good at music. I'm sorry, she's not.
I think she's...
It is what it is. You're not good at music, so you need to find an edge.
I think, like I said before, I think she's, like, just a really good marketer. Like, she'll find out how to, like...
From your professional, just graduated marketing opinion.
Well, I think she just knows how to, like...
Oh, my God. What? We could start doing those things. I love watching those things on TikTok. It's like, hi, like, this is speaking from a professional, like, a PR representative, or, like, a former PR representative. Now we can do those where you would be, like, speaking from a marketing manager. A reason. Let me show you why this is a great marketing tactic. We could have, like, marketing with Jays.
Marketing with
Jays. Damn, Jays. I wish I was good at it. Marketing with Madison sounds better.
Marketing with Madison. But I talk?
Yeah. They just think that you're Madison all the time. That's fine.
No, yeah, I think Doja Cat's, like, she just wants to get the most attention and, you know, by saying that stuff and going to, what, the Met Gala or something all red?
Yeah.
You know, and shaving your head, like, that's going to get the most attention. That's going to get the most publicity. People are going to start looking into it, thinking that she's, like, making a deal with the devil, like, all that kind of stuff. And then when people say that, she goes along with it because, you know, it's just, if she says, no, I didn't, then, like, it kind of stops right there. But if she's like, yeah, I did, people are like, oh my gosh, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think she's obnoxious.
I will say she does make trendy songs. Like, I don't think she makes, like, good songs, but, like, they're trendy, like...
So I say this, and I don't mean to sound like one of those people.
You're definitely not one of those people.
I cannot tell her songs apart.
And that's what
I'm... And I'm not saying that to be, like... Again, I don't want to sound like one of those people that's like, it's not even real music. I genuinely, when I tell you, if you put a gun to my head and played four Doja Cat songs, I couldn't tell you the name of all of them. Like... And I only know that because, do you play Touch Tunes or whatever it's called? Not Touch Tunes. Touch Tunes is the... It's like, it's basically like, do you remember Tap Tap Revenge? Mm-hmm. On the iPod Touches?
Were they like the piano ones where you have to like...
Where it's like the, it'll like light up. It's almost like Dance Dance Revolution, but like for your fingers
yeah.
on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, it's another game like, it's called BeatStar. That's what it's called.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a lot of Doja Cat songs in there. And there's three. And it's like, Say So. And then like two of her other ones. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought they were all the same song. I thought I was literally playing the same challenge over and over again. Was not.
But you know, I think the thing about it is like, ultimately in the end, like you knew what Say So was. Like you're able to sing it. You know what I'm saying?
Because TikTok though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if, like... Like, I think her songs, okay, so there's a difference. Like, Post Malone has, like, good songs, you know, like...
I think you can, but you can be catchy without just putting out shitty music.
But, like, that's all she's, like, doing is, like, just putting out, like, catchy, like, that. She hopes that she puts out a song and it gets on TikTok and then that's it.
But that's the problem, is she's attacking people on Twitter saying that we need to take her seriously as an artist. I'm so incredibly sorry... No one is going to take you seriously as an artist when you are not a good artist.
I hope that tapping gets picked up.
I hope the tapping gets picked up. And I hope this clip gets taken. Like, Doja Cat's gonna, like, post on Twitter and be like, girl, go to hell. Like, go all the way to fucking hell.
Like, hey guys, it's actually just me today. The devil took Madison.
Yeah, really?
I think...
By the devil, I mean Doja Cat's lawyers. Doja Cat's lawyers.
Took Madison. Her new song Paint the Town Red, I kind of enjoy.
You are the devil.
Like, I kind of enjoy it, honestly.
You sound, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Not a bad song.
She a bad little bitch, she's a rebel. You said, I am the bad little bitch.
Honestly, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's pretty good. I was like, okay. It's catchy, you know.
That's fair.
It stays in your head.
We have the Sampaku Eyes.
Huh?
They think that, like, Billie Eilish is gonna die young, because there are these eyes, they're called senpaku eyes.
Oh, where she, like, their eyelids are, like,
their lower? Eyelids, it's, like, yeah, like, their eye, there's, like, space underneath their, like...
So you can see, like, the white underneath their eye.
Yeah, but not above, like, yep. Like most people.
It's and then some people, rare. You can see, like, the white above their eye and like not
Charles
below.
Charles Manson. So, like, Charles Manson has the one above his eye, and that means he's a psychopath, essentially. Like, he's okay. A danger to others. But the other one means that the world is out to get them, and they need to be more careful. So, like, people who had them were, like, Michael Jackson. So
the white below?
Princess Diana. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, a couple other celebrities that have, like, died young.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Madison, why do you have it?
I knew you were going
to... Why do you have it above your eye? Hey, Tanner, watch out.
Watch out. And it's like, anyway, murdered him. So, to answer your question, your burning questions, that's actually what we're doing. I hate it here. I think that... Let me see your eyes. Is that why you always wear sunglasses?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love that for you.
So no one can see.
You said no one can see when I die young.
I know the world's out to get me.
Yeah. Haters, you know? I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
Please don't.
No. Never mind. Yeah. Anyway. The next one is Ellen DeGeneres. Okay, so Ellen DeGeneres, I went on kind of like a little deep dive on her.
Okay.
So not only is she atrocious as like a person,
mm-hmm.
they think that she is like a part of like a like satanic high power.
Okay.
All of the paintings and stuff in her house are very satanic and very bizarre. Have and that's not like... She shows it in her Instagram live.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like, this isn't hearsay. Like, people kind of slowed it down and was like, hey, what the fuck is that? Because some of them have, like, hieroglyphics and stuff on them. And,
hey,
like,
that's kind of cool.
She has shirts, and all of them are from separate artists, but all of the artists, the common theme in their art is satanic rituals and stuff like that, and imagery. So that's concerning. And then also, not only is she hellish to work for, at her, like, house, like, apparently the people that work for her, she's, like, military strict, like, very rude, awful, mean, degrading, like, just an awful person. They think she is dark forces. Like, she is just evil at work.
Okay.
Do you agree? They also think, well, not they, there's, like, rumored that she is related to Kate Middleton, like, 17 cousins removed, and she is... was related to Henry III's third wife.
What is it? Is that, like, significant to the...
Are you related to any king or queens, anybody?
You know, honestly, if you remove 17 cousins, probably.
I can assure you, you're not.
If we're going that deep into it...
They think that...
Actually...
Who are you related
to? Nope, we're going
to...
I'll discuss it after. Podcast.
Sometimes our podcast reminds me of frenemies. Like when Trisha goes, like when they were like, what's the like the thinnest layer of the earth called? And
she said the thinnest layer. She said yes.
Correct. And she goes, oh, I got a point. I feel like that's me. I'm like, oh, I got a point. I love her. She's my favorite animal. But yeah. Personally, okay. I see it only because Ellen DeGeneres, the devil.
I honestly wonder how many, like, famous people get, like, accused, I guess, of, like, being satanic or whatever. That, like, look at them, they're like, what the fuck? Like,
how I look at that, there are a ton of celebrities that don't have these problems.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rudd doesn't have these problems. Paul Rudd is literally my favorite person, one of my favorite people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever accuses him of anything, I feel like, because he's, you know, nice guy. He doesn't really give anybody a problem. It's really...
Yeah.
Like, he's not related to that kind of stuff.
He can do it in his free time, though.
Yeah, but nobody really associates him with that. And I feel like that's about him, that he's a great guy.
Or that he's very sneaky. Secretive about his personal life. Yes, ma'am.
There's literally yes, ma'am. Nothing you could say that is going to make me anti-Paul Rudd.
Yes, ma'am.
He could kill somebody in full blood. I'd be like, I don't know what to tell you. Ant-Man.
Yeah, it's so funny you say that. It's so funny you say that. Because you're about the... Oh, if we have any country singers. Zach Bryan? He got arrested?
Isn't he dating, like, Brianna Chicken Fry?
I think so.
Did he really? Why?
He got arrested because... This morning, I, like, woke up and I saw on Twitter and he, like, posted the video, like, describing the whole situation before, like, people blew it off context and everything. And, apparently he got pulled over. He was in, like, a small town in Oklahoma or whatever. Got pulled over, for going above the speed limit. The officer was like, hey, do you have your license registration? What's your address? And he was like, I don't want to give you my address. And so he kept refusing. The cop, like, handcuffed him and then eventually let him go. And the next day, he was with a security guard. He was like, hey, I'm going to drive up to Boston for the Eagles game. And what happened? And so his security guard got pulled over. And he, like, looped around the block and, like, came back and, like, just sat there. Because he was like, why is it taking so long? All that kind of stuff. And I don't think he got out of the car or something like that. I don't know what happened. But he was getting confrontational, being like, all that. And he was kind of talking to the cop and everything. The cop handcuffed him and arrested him. And he had to spend the night in jail. And it's funny because, like, there's some people that are like, he was like, yeah, it's my fault. Like, I was being too chirpy. Like, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. And obviously, like, it was probably for PR reasons, too. Like, maybe he doesn't agree with it, but it was for PR reasons that he decided to apologize and everything. But, like, there's, like, people that are, like... I don't, like... There's, like, half the community that's, like, agreeing with him, where it's, like... That are, like, defending him because they're, like, the fans.
Yeah.
And then there's the other half that are still fans that are like, oh, like, you know, like, I'm glad you took accountability for that. Like, good on you, you know, kind of thing. But then there's other people like, why would the cop ask you for your address? Why would the cop do this? Like, the cop shouldn't have done that. Okay. And yeah, so it was just funny that you said, like, you'd do anything for Paul Rudd because I feel like you'd be that fan. That, like, he would murder someone, you'd be like, right. Oh, like, it was the devil.
His fault.
Yeah, it was the devil that possessed him.
No, like, right? Like, don't, listen, calm down. Well, I guess before we wrap this up, we have one more.
All right.
The last one.
Better be good.
The Black Eye Club. And, like, this guy put, I'm not even joking, it was a pick stitch of, like, 30 different celebrities, all with a left black eye.
I think I saw this.
Yeah, and it's basically that they are thinking it's like a black eye initiation club.
Wasn't there one where they covered their left eye, or they covered one of their eyes?
Yeah, and like, oh, all of the rest of them have like black eyes on their left eye. And they were like, because I think about it, I have never gotten a black eye.
Really?
I feel like that's not
you want
super...
One?
Tune in next week where Jace beats my ass. I have, like, I feel like that's not a common problem.
I have a black eye.
Yeah. That there's all of those celebrities.
Maybe you just don't do enough to get a black eye.
Okay, but what are they doing?
I don't know.
Like, you work at, okay, I get where you work. You used to play baseball.
But, like,
I get that.
But, like.
What the fuck is Reese Witherspoon doing?
She can just run into her, like,
bed her husband's fist. Like, what do you mean?
Maybe, like, run into a cabinet?
Ah,
my eye.
Run into who?
A cabinet.
Run into another co-star? Like, that is not a common thing.
You can fall?
Black eyes, I don't care who you are, is not a common thing.
Okay.
I don't think, I can't even think of any of my friends.
What if they got, like, no surgery or something? You get black eyes from no surgeries.
So the nose is fine, though? And just
the yeah, you take bruised. The bandage off and the eye still bruised. You've never seen that?
Yeah, but the nose would still be swollen. Everything else is fine except the left black
eye. I'm just trying to make excuses here.
Mm-hmm, we could tell. black eyes don't happen often. And if you say they do, you're a liar. so that's why anybody... That's just not a good... Like, people... Something, no, it's stupid. Anyway. So they all have black eyes, all their left side.
So it's like an initiation, like a club, like you have to get a... Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Is it... Okay, so...
To get they think club... it's because it's like the eyes are the window to the soul.
Oh, okay.
And they see it as that they're trying to, like, take your soul. So that's why they think that however, like, whatever ritual they're doing that with is on that side. Like, is in the left side.
I'll find out what the ritual is. I'll do it. Come back next week and you'll see me with the black eye.
That would be great because I feel like they get a lot of money afterwards.
I'd be like, you know what, Madison? That's true.
They get a lot of money. Money and success.
Who? The people that get the black
eyes? Probably.
Yeah, I'll sue them. Like, Madison, look at this.
Oh, really?
Both of my eyes are black.
They're bloody.
I just don't have any eyeballs.
I could have just gave it to them. I didn't really want it. On that note, thank you guys so much for listening. make sure to subscribe if you haven't already on Spotify, anywhere you listen to
podcasts.
I was going to say anywhere you listen to Spotify.
Literally anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Even though
subscribe
this,
on YouTube. Yeah. We're not going to be on YouTube this week.
Damn.
Sorry.
And follow us on Instagram too.
Follow us on Instagram. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Peace.